Everybody turn with me to page 101. We got a treat coming up here in just a little bit. Page number 101.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading through all the stormy blasts. Appearing shall come at last. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and kind. He lives, He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, He lives. Salvation to impart. Ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
I told you we got a treat. Brother Jerry is going to do some specials for us this morning. And he twisted my arm really hard yesterday to make me sing this song with him. Not really. He didn't have to twist my arm at all. It's always a great joy to have Brother Jerry to come and sing, and I feel privileged to get to sing with him this morning. So we're going to, you go ahead and talk. I know you've got something to say too.
Who, you think I do?
Sure.
Actually, when he wants someone to volunteer to help, and we do need to help him, he's a great, great song leader, and we appreciate him so much, but we need to support him. But I thought, well, I'll just have him support me while I'm up here, because this is new stuff for me. But anyway, we do. I've got this song. I kind of picked it out last week with the trying times we're going through. Yesterday's gone. This song's going to talk about that. You can't get that back.
Nope.
And we're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
We don't know. So all we've got is here, now, today. And we should be living our life for the Lord.
Amen.
And let Him guide and direct us. He knows the end results of all this stuff we're having. He knows the ending verse of this thing. So we're going to sing you a little song. Maybe y'all remember this by Christy
Lane.
Yeah, it went a while back, and it's One Day at a Time. Let's do this thing One Day at a Time, y'all.
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Help me, Brother Gene.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus, Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Oh, do you remember the way you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know if you're looking below that it's worth now than then. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, Lord, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.
Thank you, Brother Gene. We appreciate it. I'm going to, everybody says everything you sing is old. And it is old. I'm old. Not quite this old, but I'm going to go back and do an early 1900s song. And it was an old Christian hymnal that I'm thinking most of you will remember. I know Eddie Joe will.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. It was a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Well, if you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, will you tell all my friends I'm coming there too? Coming for to carry me home.
Y'all can help.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, oh sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Coming for to carry me home.
Thank you all very much.
Preach after all that. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Gene. I appreciate you very much. Well, this morning is Father's Day, and I want to wish all the fathers here, and however you're listening, a happy Father's Day. And this is a day that was chosen to set aside to honor our fathers, and I know that you, like me, that had a good father, great father, the best dad. Honor him every day and miss him every day. And if you still got your dads with you, give him a hug. Tell him you love him. It's a blessing, truly straight from God. I'm not preaching a Father's Day sermon this morning. I am right in the middle of a series on the church. And I guess I could have skipped today and went back. But that's kind of not where the Spirit led. I do have just a few things, though, I want to say about the fathers. First, I'd like to say that God has given us the greatest job ever. I didn't say the easiest, just the best. The blessings that we receive by leading our families in the Spirit of God is amazing. When you can look back and see your children faithful in church. And I think a year or two ago I read a statistic, but I didn't go back and look it up, so I may not be exactly right. But the study that was done stated that out of all of the people that were in church, that were taken to church by their mothers, only about 1 in 5 were continued faithful in the church service as they grew up. And the ones that were taken to church by their moms and dads, and their father being the spiritual leader, some 3 to 4 out of 5 are still faithful in church after that. Guys, that's a big responsibility. And a responsibility that I'm afraid that many in our nation have let down. But very plainly put, men, we are supposed to be the spiritual leaders of our household. And it is a great, great responsibility, but a great privilege also. It is a task that takes effort. And here's why: because those little eyes and those little ears are watching and listening, constantly watching and listening. What we do, what we say, where we go. It goes along with the sermon I'm going to preach in just a minute or two. But dads, if we're to be the spiritual leaders that God has set us forth to be, we have to put forth maximum effort to teach and lead. Not by sending our kids to church, but by taking them. Taking them to church. Lead by example. We are very blessed here at Oak Hill to have a very great group of fathers who do lead by example. And gentlemen, I applaud you, and God will bless you for your effort. And I know that some of them are not here over concerns today of the COVID virus, and our world is still turned upside down, and hopefully we can get past this one of these days. But our church is very, very blessed by good godly men. And I appreciate you very much. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Okay. Last week, as we continued on in our church series, I had some stuff I couldn't get to. I don't know if you knew that or not, but that's the way the Spirit led. So the Spirit leads, and that's my prayer this morning, is that the Spirit would lead where He would have me to go. There's a lot of good stuff that I had in last week's sermon that I wanted to get to about the church, and I'm going to start right where I quit, I guess, last week and bring some of that up. So just to kind of bring people up to speed, if you're new here, if you hadn't been here in a while, if you're new to our Facebook or YouTube or anything like that, just a quick recap. First, we talked about, we're talking in a series on the church. I think that in this day and age that it's very relevant that we understand what the church is, who it belongs to, and what our purpose is here on this earth. We started out talking about the fact that Jesus Christ Himself started His church when He was here on this earth. He called out those men on the Sea of Galilee. He told them to put their nets down and follow Me, and I'll make you fishers of men. They dropped the net, their nets, and left their occupations, and they followed Him. One of the things that I said in one of the sermons, I don't remember which one, was that Jesus Christ took just a small group of men and turned the world upside down. Friend, that's still the Jesus Christ. That's still the God that we serve. We still have that ability, guys and gals. And it's up to us to make sure that it happens. Then we talked about Jesus being hanged on the cross and how that He was abandoned by His closest followers. They were a little timid, I guess, maybe a little bit reluctant to be seen with Him. They distanced themselves from Him during that time. Now, part of that is for two different reasons. I want to quickly cover them just a little bit. No one could help Jesus do what He did. No one. He had to do it by Himself. That's part of the reason they weren't there. Even His Father turned His back on Him while He hung there between heaven and earth and freely gave His life for the sins. He who knew no sin became sin for you and I. God Almighty turned His back upon Him there because in God's righteousness He can't look upon sin. So Jesus had to do what He did all by Himself. We went on in that sermon, though, to say this, that they didn't leave and stay gone. When they realized what was going on, they turned back to Jesus. They walked with Him for some 40 days after His resurrection. And when Jesus left and gave the church the Great Commission, they carried on. Most of them giving their lives in the service of Jesus Christ. That was the early church. We talked then about how when Jesus ascended up to heaven, God sent the Comforter. That's where we were at last week. And the Holy Spirit now dwells in the heart of men and women, boys and girls, when they accept Him as Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. He's here with us this morning in this sanctuary. He's here with us in our hearts. He's here with those who've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, even if they can't be with us physically here today. The Spirit of God dwells in us. And so here we are. This Father's Day morning, the Spirit of God is here with us, leading us and teaching us and shaping us into being who that He wants us to be. And I want to talk to you just a little bit this morning about our function, our role, if you will, our jobs, our duties, our privileges as individuals in the church body. So as we've said, this church doesn't belong to us. This church belongs to Jesus Christ. He's placed all of us here for a reason. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that God, the leadership of the Holy Spirit, places us as individuals as teachers, as deacons, as pastors, in the churches that he wants us to be in, so that we, when we come together in spirit and in truth, can be of one mind and one accord and one purpose, and that's spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't believe you're here this morning by coincidence. I believe that God placed you here at this time in your life, and he put us here for a purpose. We talked about that some in the weeks past, the Great Commission. Go ye therefore and preach and teach. That's what we're here for, friend, to tell the world the good news about Jesus Christ. We serve a risen Savior. We serve a mighty God. And we serve at his pleasure. And so today, as I think back, Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church has been here on this hill since 1903. But whether this church lasts until Jesus Christ comes back, strictly up to you and I. We are only one generation away from apostasy. It's up to us. It's up to us to make sure that the truth is taught, and nothing but the truth. Not just my job, all of our job. So, we have a purpose. We have a duty. We have an obligation. But we also have a privilege of serving a mighty God. I want to read out of Luke chapter 9. And I'll give you the scriptures now, and then I'll try to find my place again. Ephesians chapter 4, Hebrews chapter 10. In that order, I would like to thank Brother Tim Hughes, who has been putting these scriptures up on our Facebook feed, so those out there in Facebook land can keep up. I'll try not to go too fast so you can find your spot. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Power in the Word. Power in the Word of God. This is Jesus speaking, and he said unto them all. He said unto them all. That's each and every one of us. Listen, don't let this fly over your head. This is aimed right at you. Okay? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Jesus Christ is saying that this Christian life is a life of sacrifice. It is a life that leads us to service. It is a life that takes daily commitment. It is a life that's all about honoring and glorifying God in Jesus Christ. We live in a world today that is not very conducive to the following of anyone or anything but ourselves. The culture that we live in today is very self-serving, very self-satisfying, very I want instant gratification. And in all reality, the only real gratification that we get out of this life is when we stand before our Maker and he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." That's our job. That's our privilege. That is what we're to look forward to. Not our cars and our boats and all of our stuff. Lord knows I think everybody's got them, and that's okay. It's all right to have stuff. Just don't let stuff have you. That's the problem. If any man, and that's all of us, will come after me, that's Jesus Christ, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, follow me. The church, and that's us, it's not the building, that's each of us as individuals, are on a journey. We're on a journey. It begins at conception, and it ends when we go to meet our Maker. On this, and that, my friend, though, is just the beginning of what God really has in store for us, to live forever with him in the presence of God. That's why Jesus did what he did. At the end of that journey, it's a glorious, glorious appointment with Christ when he comes back. I remember back so many years ago when I was saved as a little boy, and the scripture tells about Jesus coming back in the clouds, and I can remember standing or sitting on Aunt Etta's front porch watching those big old storm clouds roll in, and the air in Colorado so crisp and clear, and you could just see them coming, and I was wondering, is that the cloud Jesus is coming in? Well, you know what? That's been a long time ago now. But I still wonder that when I see the clouds, because one of these days, Jesus Christ is coming back. He's coming in the clouds with a shout, the trump, and we're going to be taken up to be with him. We're going to be getting a glorified new body at that time, one that is just like the body that Jesus has right now. I preached a sermon not too long ago about that. And Jesus, when he was raised from the dead, he had a physical, spiritual body. He was able to do things that we're not able to do now. But you know what? The best thing about that body I'm going to get is it's not plagued with this old sin nature. Won't have any more need of sleep. Won't have any more need of anything, because Jesus Christ and Almighty God will furnish everything that we need. Sinless body, ageless body, not one blemish will be found in that body. Till then, though, until that day, here's what we're left to do. We have a job. We have a job to do. Take up our cross. Take up our burden. Take up our responsibility, our duty, and follow Jesus Christ. Church, that's what's required of us. Take up our burden, which is spreading the word of Jesus Christ. Listen, follow Jesus. Just follow him. Listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. That's who makes us who we are. That's what makes us set apart in this world, is that loving, giving, caring that only comes from serving a true and living God. In this church, right here, there are many different abilities which come together and make this church what it is. I don't believe in consequences, as I've said earlier. I do believe that you're here this morning because God has led you here. And we reach out in our own special ways, each according to our abilities that we've been given by God, placed together to make a body, a called out local assembly, born again believers that makes up this church. Used in the proper way are each individual abilities, gifts, if you will, make this church stronger, make this church more effective, make this church more readily used by God. If everyone had the same abilities, it'd get a little boring, probably. And we might all be in a little bit of an argument of who gets to sing or teach or preach or whatever. We can't all do everything, but we can all do our part. Now, we're blessed here at Oak Hill with Brother Gene, a wonderful, wonderful song leader. And his ability to sing is just amazing. Brother Jerry, and his abilities that God has given him. Brother Travis, it's good to see you, my brother. Brother Travis has led us here for years. We've missed you while you've been gone. God has blessed him greatly. He's blessed us because of him. Linda Gale, she's amazing. It's a God-given gift that God has given her. But we're also blessed with other musicians here in our midst that God has placed here and given talents and abilities. And friend, if you're not here with us this morning, I want you to know that God has blessed this church in the abilities of those he's placed here. We're going to read out of Ephesians chapter 4. I'm thankful that God has blessed us like he has. excuse me, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. I want you to know something. I want to just kind of break this down as we go. You, he says you here in the word, that means each and every one of us. We all have a job to do. Well, I've heard people say, all I can do is warm the pew. Well, warm it to the best of your ability. Amen. That's all that's required, is that we do what we do to the best of our ability. I beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherein you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in bond and peace. In the bond of peace, excuse me, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. I want to read some more, but I want to say this. All that's required of us is that we do the best that we can with the ability that God gives us. I want you to know, friend, that if God's calling you to preach or pastor, He will not call you to some job, some function, some vocation that He don't equip you to fulfill. If He's calling you to lead singing, lead singing. If He's calling you to sing special, sing. If He's calling you to teach, teach. It's the gift of God to men. Verse 9, now that He ascended, that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth, He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying literally means the lifting up. That's what we are supposed to be doing, lifting up the body of Christ. The body of Christ is the church. It's what He left us with here. This church is the body of Christ until He comes back and reunites Himself with us. We are here for the perfecting of the saints, for the honing of our skills, for the practicing, for the becoming the better me that I can be for the work of the ministry. Not so that I can get a pat on the back. Oh, we all like to be told we've done a good job, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't let it go to our heads, because truly, what we do for the lifting up of Jesus Christ. As we play, as we sing, as we preach, as we teach, it's not to draw attention to ourselves. It's to draw attention to Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. God is generous in His gifts. As I said a while ago, Gene sings beautiful. Jerry sings beautiful. I left Lawrence out, and I don't want to do that. Lawrence is filled in, leading the singing. He's sang some songs. God has blessed us here. Mary sang. You know, I grew up with a singer in my family. My mama, I didn't get any of that. She kept it all to herself. But God blesses people. There's many, many here. I don't want to leave anybody out. But God gives us gifts, and it's up to us to use those gifts for His honor and glory. We're very blessed to be a part of Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church. I can't think of one Sunday school class that doesn't have a very talented, wonderful teacher directing it. I was thinking as I was preparing this, what a dilemma that it's hard sometimes for us to choose which class to go to because they're equally as good. It's a blessing from God. Teachers, keep up the good work. Let the Spirit lead you where He'd have you to go. Keep on doing what God has blessed you with, leading, explaining the Word and how it applies to each and every one of us. God called me to preach the gospel. That's what He did. I was privileged to teach Sunday school class many times in the past, and I love teaching. But God called me to preach and to be the pastor. And although I fall short a lot of the times and I find myself lacking in many areas, I am very blessed to be a part of Oak Hill Missionary Baptist Church. So thankful that God put me here. And here's what I had to come to understand. That all that's required of me is my best effort. And God takes it from there. You see, friend, that's all that's required of any of us is our best effort. And then God takes it. The Holy Spirit takes it. When I preach the Word, when you teach the Word, when you witness to someone, when you plant that seed, when you come along and you pour a little water on that seed that's been planted by someone else, you're not responsible for the end results. You're just responsible for the preaching, the teaching, the seed planting, and the watering. That's a big job, though. God's responsible for the rest. He's a mighty God. I thank God for the calling and the opportunity to stand before His people and the lost and to preach about Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. If we were all preachers, though, no one would be there to listen. I like preaching to people. That was one of the hardest things, I think, through this coronavirus. Very few people here running technology and to get up and preach to the camera is not the same as preaching to people, I'm just here to tell you. Thankful to see people back in our congregation. If we all wanted to sing specials, it would be a wonderful dilemma, wouldn't it? But we would never have time for the preaching. So we're all here at this time, called together for one purpose, to make this church the best church that it can be, to honor and glorify and uplift Jesus Christ. Amen. None are more important than the other. We all equally make up this great body. So, we're put here so that we can carry out the Great Commission, so that we can go forth, preach and teach, so that we can spread the gospel. I believe in my heart that God has placed us here at Oak Hill for a purpose. I believe that His purpose is to follow His directions and build the kingdom of God while we're still here on this earth. I believe that God has a purpose in your life and that if you will listen, just take a moment and listen to that still, small voice of the Spirit, that He will lead you to your calling. He will lead you to the church where He wants you to be. We want everyone to come here. I want everybody to come here and be a part of this great church that we have here at Oak Hill. But that may not be God's plan for you. And the plan truly is for His honor and glory, not for mine. If God wants you here at this church, this is where you ought to be. If God is leading you to join with us and to carry out the Great Commission with us as one body, come join. Get busy. This is where you need to be. If God wants you somewhere else, if God needs you somewhere else, get there as quickly as you can, but get there, get plugged in, and go to work spreading the gospel. Please listen to this very closely. If you're out there in Facebook land, or if you're listening on YouTube, God wants you to be in a good Bible-teaching, scriptural church. Well, preacher, I can worship here at home just as good as I can in church. So not true. Because together, we're stronger than we are apart. And because there's many things that we can do as a church that we can't do as an individual. As I was thinking of mission work. We send money and we support through prayers and other ways, missionaries and places that we could never go to and be effective as an individual. But because men and women have given their lives to the service of the Lord, and many have sacrificed their livelihood and the vocation that they've, you know, been plugged into for years and have given their life to the service of God, scattered about the world, we can be a part of that as a church. Mission work is so important. The Lord is having His word carried throughout the world through the efforts of churches like this who give, pray, support. Local support is another very important thing. Because we are here, we are able to support our community in all manner of things. You see, this church is very vital to this community. And many probably in the community might not even realize it. But we do so many things in this church for our community, in support of our schools, in support of the people around about, in support of the families that maybe don't even come here, that get on our prayer list and get on our call list, and that we pray for the needs and the well-being of others. We come together. We come together so that we can do more for the Lord. What about all the kids that we've seen come through here in our Wednesday night program over the years? Bus routes. What about all the kids that have been here through all the VBSs, all the other many functions? What about revivals? That is becoming, sadly, I think, a thing of the past, and I hate to see it go. It's really a matter of people not making the time, making it important, but it's a valuable tool to bring people together. I hate to see us not have revivals. What about all the revivals over the years that have been held here at this church, where not only the people that went to those churches were revived and uplifted and refocused, but think of all the souls that have been saved through the preaching of the gospel in revival services. God places us together for a purpose, His purpose. His purpose for us is to build a kingdom while we're here on this earth. We do that through a New Testament church. We're blessed with technology, and yes, that does allow us to continue even through the COVID virus crisis and many other things. And it allows us to reach out to people that can't come, can't be here, but it's not supposed to take the place of church. Hebrews chapter 10. See there, I told you I couldn't fit it all in last week. I was being a little optimistic probably when I put all that together. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Christ, Jesus, or Christ, blood of Jesus. I just want to stop there for a second. If you remember back in the Old Testament times, they had the temple, they had the veil. Only the high priest could go in the Holy of Holies, once a year. When Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that veil was torn. And because we're covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come into the very presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Verse 20, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, that's Jesus Christ. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Listen to me, friend. We come together as a church so that we can unite in purpose. We come together as a church so that we can edify or uplift each other, so that we can help each other through our trying times, so that we can support each other in our times of need. Verse 24 says it, let us consider one another. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Listen to me, friend. You may not know how much your faithfulness to assembling here at this church means to someone else. It may be the one thing that leads them to the Lord. It may be the one thing that helps them through a trying time, and you may never know it, but God does. God knows. I know this is trying times. I know the COVID virus is a scary thing. But friends, we need to get on with the Lord's work. I know we do the best we can. But don't let technology keep you from coming to church. Facebook Live is great. And it has allowed us to reach people that we could never reach. But I want you to know it's not the same as being here in this building with these people. We need to be together as much as possible. I feed off of it. I'm going to tell you, I don't know how I get through the week without Wednesday night. I want you to know that when we're having limited services and just on Sunday morning and not Sunday night and Wednesday night, I felt empty. I felt adrift. I missed Sunday night and I missed Wednesday night. You see, we come together and we feed off of each other and we help each other. And it gives us strength to carry on with our job, our duty, our privilege. Strengthens us. We are complete. We are whole when we're together. Listen, friend, if you're out there and can't come to our church, assemble with us in physically, we're blessed to have you join via our Facebook feed, but if you can get here, you need to come and be a part. If you can't get here, if it's just physically impossible for you to get here through sickness, then just please enjoy and join with us through Facebook. But if it's the logistics, if you live too far away from here, let me tell you something, friend. Find a church in your area and join and get involved. And let God use your gifts that he's given you to share with others. Not just any church. I'm not one of those any church will do. I am anything but that. You need to find a good Bible teaching, Spirit-led church that teaches the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Amen.
They're out there. Sadly to say, you may have to look a while to find one, but let me tell you something. You can find one if you look. Get out and find one. Find it. I believe in my heart that we all have a place that God wants us to be, where we can be used to the fullest of our gifts and talents. What are we waiting for? If you can come, come. If you can't, do the best you can. But seek out God's will in your life. Seek out His purpose for you. I'm thankful for Facebook and YouTube. The same thing applies to all. You know, there's some good preachers on TV on Sunday mornings and scattered throughout. It's just not the same as being here. It's not the same. Get plugged in. Be effective. As always, if you're out there and you need information on our church, or maybe you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you would like to plug in just a little bit, contact us through our website, through our email address, OakHillMissionaryBaptist@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. Just reach out, and we will do our best. If you don't know where a church is that you can get plugged into, let us know. We'll do the best that we can to help you find a church. I want to ask now, as our song leader and our pianist come, if you would stand with me for a word of prayer, please. Father, as we come to you at this time, thankful for the opportunity to be in your house. Thankful for each and every one that has reached out through the airwaves. And Lord, I ask that the Spirit would lead them, that it would lead them to salvation if they don't know you as Lord and Savior. But if they already have you as Lord and Savior, I would ask, Lord, that the Spirit would reach out and lead them to where He would have you to go. We're here for them, Lord. But you're the great leader. You're the one who draws. Your will be done in each and every life. Lord, for those of us who are here in this congregation this morning, I pray that the Spirit would lead us as well, that we could just rest in the capable hands of Jesus Christ. In this time of hardship and burden, Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Lord, we're looking for comfort in the wrong places. Let us seek Jesus. Lord, your will be done in each and every life. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Page number 190.
Can you hear him calling? The Spirit of God is still in the business of calling us together, calling us for salvation, calling us to unity, calling us to purpose. Thank you, my brother. It's been wonderful being in the house of the Lord.